Thank you for joining us for The Power of Faith with David Hathaway. It is our hope that you will be inspired and encouraged by this message. We pray God's blessing upon you as you listen today. Don't forget to visit our website, eurovision.org.uk, for more information on David's ministry. In this episode, David continues teaching from the book of Acts. Chapter 4 describes the aftermath of Peter and John healing a man at the temple gate who was lame from birth. It shows their boldness in proclaiming the gospel despite opposition from religious authorities. They relied on the power of the Holy Spirit and emphasized salvation through Jesus Christ. Like them, we should be bold in proclaiming our faith. Now, open your Bible and join David for today's word.
Well, once again, we're back into the Acts of the Apostles, and yes, I think most of this book I will deal with from the authorized version. To me, it's very, very clear. We now come to chapter 4, and I would say that chapter 4 is possibly one of the most critical chapters in the Acts, as you'll see. Because we're following on from chapter 3, and I will just refer to this because some of you may not have seen and heard me speak. In chapter 3, this is immediately after the day of Pentecost, and what's happening is Peter and John going up to the temple, seeing the crippled man, healed him, and that caused a major upset. Now, they justified it by saying to the people, why do you marvel and why do you question as to whether by our own power we did this? And they said, it's only in the name of Jesus. Right. So now we come to chapter 4. And in chapter 4, as they're continuing to speak to the people. So chapter 4 is immediately following chapter 3. While they're continuing to speak to the people, then the trouble started. Because the priests, the captain of the temple, and the Sadducees came on them. Now, these are not the military, these are not the politicians, these are the religious leaders. And they came, and verse 2 says, the religious leaders were grieved because they taught the people and preached through the name of Jesus the resurrection from the dead. Now, I think we've got to, in some ways, reconsider some of the messages we're preaching. I mean, this is even a challenge to me because the emphasis here at this point, of course, it's within the first few weeks after the resurrection took place. But the thing which upset the religious leaders was that these non-religious people, uneducated, as they said, and when they're talking as uneducated, it really means in spiritual issues. In other words, the scribes, the Pharisees, and so on, and the priests seem to claim all authority to speak. And the fact that these fishermen, as they were preaching and teaching the people, shocked the religious leaders. And the fact that they were preaching resurrection, that Jesus rose from the dead, that upset them. So by the time you get to verse 3, the religious leaders have got them and put them into a prison until the next day, because it was evening by the time this happened. But I wish we could be like this today, because by verse 4 it says that with what has happened, you know, on the day of Pentecost, that 3,000 got saved. Now, the following days, here we've got it said that amongst those who heard and believed, there were about 5,000. So the number of converts is increasing. And it's quite clear, it's not that 5,000 were listening. In fact, if 5,000 believed, it must have been many, many times that. One can almost imagine a crowd of 20,000. And 5,000 believed, which is amazing. So on the next day, chapter 5, the rulers and the elders, these are the rulers of the synagogue and the elders and the scribes. And in verse 6, now Annas, the high priest, and Caiaphas and John and Alexander, and as many were related to the high priest, were gathered together in Jerusalem. And when they had set Peter and John in the midst of the council, they then demanded, "What power, what name are you using? What power, what name have you done this?" And Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we are going to be questioned about the good deed which we've done to this crippled man," and by the way, it says later he was more than 40 years old, said, "if we're going to be questioned over the miracle of healing, let it be known to you and all the people of Israel that this miracle happened through the name of Jesus that you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. And the evidence of this is the fact that this man is standing here in the middle of the council as the evidence and the witness." And in verse 11, he says, "Jesus is the stone which is set naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner." This is quite a graphic explanation of Jesus being the cornerstone of the whole foundation, of course, of the church. And in verse 12, they're quite blunt, Peter and John, in speaking to the religious leaders. And notice what the message to the religious leaders is, and I'm emphasizing that because that does apply today, religious leaders. The message is, verse 12, "There neither is there salvation in any other, for there's no other name under heaven by which we can be saved." So here they're laying down the basic principle of the gospel. Salvation is not in religion, not from religious leaders, not from preaching. It is through the name of Jesus. There's no other name whereby men can be saved other than Jesus. And when you're talking about ecumenism and you're talking about different religions in Britain at the moment, they're trying to bring some agreement between different religions. I'm sorry, I'm going to be bold and stand up and I'm going to say this. Whatever religion you are, there's no other name you can have salvation. And it certainly isn't Muhammad. But there's salvation only in the name of Jesus. So, verse 13, now we move to the next part. Because when the religious leaders saw the boldness of Peter and John and saw that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they were fishermen, come on, they weren't university graduates. The religious leaders marveled. They were amazed. Now, they were amazed at two things. They were amazed at the miracle, but they were also amazed at the very boldness of Peter and John. Come on. It's time that we stood up with that same boldness to declare what we know is truth. And they marveled and they realized they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. So it was this identification that these two men, now accused, had been with Jesus and learned from him.
In February, David held an intensive weekend mission in Warsaw, Poland. On the Saturday, over 700 Ukrainian refugees were bussed in by Christians from all over Poland. And on the Sunday, David ministered in two large refugee congregations in Warsaw. You have an inheritance in Christ. It is expansive, beyond comprehension. And faith is the key, which will unlock this power in your life. Through David Hathaway's book, Power Your Inheritance, the book of Ephesians explored. Our prayer is that your eyes will be opened, that you will see and know what the hope is, what the riches are, the glory of God in you. David wants you to enter into the power and the riches of this glory. He wants you to experience and live in the fullness of the blessing. There is so much power available to those who will believe. In David Hathaway's book, Power, Your Inheritance, the book of Ephesians explored, he will reveal the glory of your inheritance in Christ. Order your copy today by visiting eurovision.org.uk/shop. Thank you for listening to the Power of Faith broadcast with David Hathaway. We would love to hear from you. Contact us by visiting eurovision.org.uk. Also available online are many free teaching resources to help you on your walk with God. David has written many faith-building books to encourage and inspire. Order these online today. Each month, David ministers online and in person. Our ministry is only possible because of the faithful support of so many people. For details on our evangelism and humanitarian relief work, visit eurovision.org.uk. Thank you again for listening.